Have a listen to this. Now, that's the sound of a song thrush, and it's one of the first songbirds you'll hear at this time of year in Ireland. Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland is on the line. Niall, good morning.
And good morning.
You know, amid all the grim news, it is lovely to think that we are taking time to stop, to look, to listen at the moment. And you're seeing that in a soaring membership.
We are. For a charity like Birdwatch Ireland, it's been really heartening to see this because, 2020 was a tough year for us, as it was for a great many charities. But I think that what happened as well was that that was offset by the fact that so many people across Ireland have been turning to nature. They've been seeking entertainment from it, but also comfort and solace from it. We've been through some tough times, and when you hear things like birdsong and you watch nesting birds, you see the migration of birds, you realise life is going on as normal for much of the natural world. And indeed, some of the effects that we humans have wrought on it are being lessened, and some of those wild creatures are bouncing back. So for a conservation charity like Birdwatch Ireland, that's fantastic. And, you know, we had thought that in 2020, because virtually all of our events were cancelled across the country, our membership recruitment and our birdwatching and survey events, and we thought it would be a disaster. And it was a tough year, but our membership pretty much almost doubled in 2020. It was the best year for new membership recruitment in our 52-year history, which we were very excited about.
Now, maybe it's because I'm listening more and I'm around more, but I think I have more birds in my gardens. But in my garden, how are the birds coping in this pandemic?
I think that for many of the birds, it's still too early to say if there are long-term effects, positive or negative, on their populations. But certainly what we can say is that they do seem to have had a good breeding season in 2020 because it coincided with the strict first lockdown and therefore a marked reduction all of a sudden in human activity. There was less traffic on the roads. There was less disturbance in the countryside. And this meant that some birds were able to get back into some of their former habitats. It may just be for a one-off for a year or two, but we're waiting to see if there'll be knock-on benefits to that. But certainly what we were finding is that more people were noticing birds. They're spending more time at home.
Yeah. You've got your survey going as well.
We do, absolutely, yes. It's our Irish Garden Bird Survey. It's happening right now. It runs to the end of February. You can find the details at birdwatchireland.ie, where you can get details of membership as well. And it's great. We have thousands of people doing that. We've been doing it for 30 years now, but it's probably, we're expecting this to be our biggest one ever. People keep track of the birds across Ireland. It's great fun to do. It's a great activity for families, but the data we get is really helpful too.
Niall, thank you very much. Niall Hatch, Birdwatch Ireland, 4 minutes to 9.